today's contestant, a wine technician from Napa, California, Drew Lyman. A transit operations specialist from Vancouver, Washington, Barbara Hall. And our returning champion, an editor and consultant from Lansing, Michigan, Robin Miner Sports, whose one day cash winnings total $19,601. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Christmas Eve, so get the kids in bed early. Put out the milk and cookies. Santa's on his way. He was good to Robin yesterday. She won a lot of money. Barbara and Drew, could happen to you. Let's find out if it does. Here we go. Into the Jeopardy round to play with one daily double awaiting you in one of these categories. Starting off with Santa on the map. Where is he? Fill in the banks. A Christmas Carol collage. Have a cow. Oh, gosh. The roles of Morgan Freeman. And finally, we'll deal with metaphors. Robin.
The roles of Morgan Freeman for 200, please.
1989, Hoke Colburn, a chauffeur. Robin.
What is driving Miss Daisy?
Yes.
Morgan Freeman, 400.
1994, Red Redding, a lifer at a Maine prison. Drew.
What is The Shawshank Redemption?
That's it.
Morgan Freeman, 6.
2014, Vitruvius, voice only. That was the Lego movie. Drew?
Let's stick with it for 8.
2013, Archie visiting Sin City with three old pals. Barbara.
What is the bucket list?
No. Drew.
What is Las Vegas?
Yes.
And let's finish the category for 1,000.
2009, Nelson Mandela. Drew.
What is Invictus?
That's the movie.
Have a cow, too.
After creating Elsie the cow, Borden Dairy introduced this bull to sell glue. Robin.
Who is Elmer?
Yeah.
Have a cow, 400.
The Swiss company Alpenschatz has been making these noisy items for 250 years. Drew.
What are cowbells?
Yes.
Have a cow, 600.
One day a year, this restaurant chain offers free chicken if you dress like a cow. Drew.
What is Chick-fil-A?
Correct.
Have a cow, 800.
This term for an idea that cannot be criticized refers to a Hindu belief about an animal. Robin?
What is a sacred cow?
Yes.
Cow for 1,000.
Seen hanging from the neck of zebu cows, this pendulous flap of loose skin is somewhat like a wattle. And it's called a dewlap. Dewlap. Robin?
Christmas Carol collage for 200.
All right, Sarah?
Arriving on November 19th, 1867, for a U.S. reading tour, this author practiced a Christmas carol in front of the mirror here, now named for him.
Robin.
Who is Dickens?
Charles Dickens, yes.
Christmas Carol, 400.
In English, it's O Christmas Tree. In German, it's O This. Robin.
What is Tannenbaum?
Good.
Christmas, 600.
Inspired by A Christmas Carol, the movie Scrooged starred him as a venal TV executive. Robin.
Who is Bill Murray?
Right.
Christmas Carol, 800.
Oh, American clergyman Phillips Brooks wrote the words to this Christmas carol after a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. Robin.
What is O Holy Night?
No. What is O Little Town of Bethlehem? Back to you, Robin.
Christmas Carol, 1,000.
A Christmas carol says, however and whenever we part from one another, I am sure we shall none of us forget poor him. Drew?
Who is Tiny Tim?
Yes, and that takes you to 4,200. You're off to a great start. We are going to take a break, though. Back in a moment.
Not a fan of your holiday gifts? The 5 things you need to know before you hit the stores for a refund.
Want to enjoy the holiday food without the weight gain? Well, how a cup of coffee could help you avoid packing on the pounds.
And I'm tracking the next chance for rain for this holiday season.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
Drew Lyman is a wine technician from, appropriately, Napa, California. Your family has been into wine for some time. Your dad was in it, right?
That's right, Alex.
What was he doing?
He was a winemaker up in Napa. He's been doing that since 1976.
And you have had the opportunity to travel to how many countries to visit their wine areas because of that?
Over 40.
Wow. Do you have a favorite wine?
I'm a big fan of Cabernet Sauvignon.
Ah, okay. Well, Napa certainly has its fair share of those. Good to have you here. Barbara Hall, Transit Operations Specialist from Vancouver, Washington, and a great hiker.
I am. Yeah.
And you're particularly good going uphill, I understand, so much so that you have earned the nickname...
The mountain goat. Several people who have tried to hike with me are pretty impressed by how speedily I can get up steep inclines, including a firefighter who is my best friend. Mm-hmm. So everyone calls me the mountain goat because I can get up there, but I will tell you, I have a hard time getting down.
And that's where most of the accidents occur.
Yes, it is. In fact, I got lost on the way down just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, darn. Okay. Robin Miner Swartz is from Michigan. She is our champion. And every year, in the week before Christmas, you give away thousands of dollars to which charity?
To people. My wife's parents both died of cancer in a 3-year span, and our first Christmas without them, we went to a big box store on Christmas Eve and bought two $25 gift cards and found two people who looked like they could use some help Christmas Eve, and we were overwhelmed by the reaction. And when we told the story to friends and family, they said, if we give you money to give away, can you tell us more stories? So in the span of 10 years, with the help of a lot of friends and family, we've been able to give away $23,000+.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's great.
Thank you.
She deserves your applause. And at this time of the year, particular. All right, we get back into this now. Drew, you're in the lead, a comfortable lead at the moment. Let's see if you can add to it.
Fill in the blanks, 200.
J.P. Chase or blank Stanley? Drew?
What is Morgan?
That's the word.
Fill in the banks, 400.
Mutual of this city bank. Barbara?
What is Omaha?
Correct.
Fill in the banks for 600.
Goldman, this son-in-law to Goldman. Robin?
What is Sachs?
Yes.
Santa on the map for 200.
This southwest U.S. state capital lies in the northern Rio Grande Valley at about 7,000 feet above sea level. Drew?
What is Santa Fe?
Correct.
Santa on the map, 400.
Home to a lively nightlife and popular with artists, Santa Cecilia is a district in this most populous Brazilian city. Barbara?
What is Sao Paulo?
Good.
Santa on the map for 600.
The Santa Lucia River provides much of the drinking water for this capital of Uruguay. Barbara.
What is Montevideo?
Right.
Santa on the map for 800.
At the southeastern tip of Italy, Santa Maria di Lucca has been called the city between two seas, the Ionian and this one to the north. Drew.
What is the Aegean?
No. What is the Adriatic? Barbara, back to you.
Santa on the map for 1,000.
Santa Cruz is a port and the chief city on the island of Tenerife in these Atlantic islands. Talking about the Canary Islands. Barbara?
Fill in the banks for 800, please.
In the name of TD Bank, T is this city and D is Dominion. Oh, it's Toronto. Canada. Barbara?
Fill in the banks for 1,000.
HSBC stands for these two Chinese places, Banking Corporation. Robin?
What are Hong Kong and Singapore?
Nope. Oh. Barbara?
What are Hong Kong and Shanghai?
That's $1,000 for you.
Metaphors for 200, please.
John Gay in The Beggar's Opera calls it the knot that sacred love hath tied. Robin?
What is matrimony?
Yes.
Metaphors 400.
A white one of these animals is a metaphor for something too expensive for its owner to take care of. Drew.
What is an elephant?
Yes.
Metaphor, 600.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Let's do 2,500.
All right. Arthur Conan Doyle called this city the great cesspool into which all the loungers and idlers of the empire are drained.
What is Istanbul?
No, he was referring... to London, closer to home. It's a very close game now. Two clues left.
Metaphors, 800.
Completes the title metaphor from a 1986 hit song, The Future's So Bright. Barbara.
What is I Gotta Wear Shades?
Yep.
Metaphors for 1,000.
Jefferson likened liberty to one of these that must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Robin.
What is a tree?
Good. And that takes you into a tie with Barbara for the lead. And that means that Drew goes first in Double Jeopardy. And we'll start that round right after that. Barbara started slowly, but has come on to tie Robin for the lead. And Drew is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. You're going to love this first category. It's not good to be the king, followed by the sphere of science. From O to O, an O will begin the correct response and end it. Celebrity Couples comes next, followed by 1990s bestsellers. And finally, this is weird, Metaphors. I don't know what that category is about. Start.
Celebrity Couples, 400.
2011 was busy for Rachel Weisz and this Bond actor. The pair starred in Dreamhouse and got married. Barbara.
Who's Daniel Craig?
Yes.
Celebrity Couples for 800.
This Real Housewife of Beverly Hills is Mrs. Harry Hamlin. Barbara.
Who is Lisa Rinna?
Yes.
Celebrity Couples for 1200.
He and Miley Cyrus became close while filming the last song. The couple married in 2018, but split in 2019. Drew.
Who is Hemsworth?
Be more specific.
Who is Liam Hemsworth?
You got him.
Celebrity couple, 1600.
Ava Mendez has two daughters with this longtime boyfriend, her co-star in The Place Beyond the Pines. Barbara?
Who is Ryan Gosling?
Correct.
Celebrity couples for 2000.
Sofia Vergara and this hunky husband co-star in Hulu's Better Ruins Everything commercials. Barbara?
Who is Joe Manganiello?
Manganiello, yes.
Okay. It's not good to be king for 400.
Following conflict with Parliament, this English king was beheaded in 1649. Robin.
Who is King Louis?
No. Barbara or Drew? Who is Charles I? We're talking about British.
Yeah.
Back to you, Barbara.
It's not good to be king, 800.
He was beheaded in Paris in 1793. Robin.
Who is King Louis?
Be more specific.
The 14th.
Nope.
Oh.
Drew.
Who is Louis the 16th?
16, yes.
It's not good to be king, 1200.
Bela I of Hungary died ignominiously when this furniture symbol of his royalty collapsed, mortally wounding him. Robin.
What is his throne?
Yep, fell on him.
From O to O for 400.
7,300 square miles in area. It's the smallest of the Great Lakes. Robin.
What is Ontario?
Yes.
From O to O, 800.
To exceed one's previous best effort is to this yourself. Robin?
What is outdo?
Good.
O to O, 1200.
A long piece of classical music for singers and an orchestra. Robin?
What is an oratorio?
Yes.
O to O, 1600.
Often used in soups, it's a pasta shaped like grains of rice. Barbara?
What is orzo?
Good.
From O to O for 2000?
Early Shakespeare poems and plays were sometimes printed in this format, about 5 by 7 inches, smaller than a quarto. Robin?
What is an octo? Octavo?
Octavo, you corrected yourself. Good for you. That's the correct response.
1990s bestsellers for 400, please.
In 1993, this author came along with his first Alex Cross novel, Along Came a Spider. Robin.
Who is James Patterson?
Yes.
1990s for 800.
John Feinstein gave a behind-the-scenes look at playing this sport professionally in A Good Walk Spoiled. Robin.
What is golf?
Yeah.
1990s bestsellers, 1200.
Terry McMillan could breathe a sigh of relief after this 1992 novel made its way up the charts. Barbara.
What is Waiting to Exhale?
Correct.
90s bestseller, 16.
You have just found the first of the Daily Doubles. And you're still in the lead.
I'll wager 2000.
All right. The author of this 1996 novel of politics was listed as anonymous.
Who was Ann Coulter?
No, the book was called Primary Colors. Oh. We're going for the novel. Go.
1990s bestsellers for 2000.
Fear of 50 was a midlife memoir by this Fear of Flying author. Robin.
Who is Erica Jong?
Good.
Metaphors for 400.
In Jersey Boys, Frankie Valli, lead singer of this group, narrates the section of the play dubbed Winter. Drew.
What are the four seasons?
Yes.
Metaphors, 800.
Teresa of Avila and Ignatius of Loyola appear in Gertrude Stein's libretto for the opera titled For These in Three Acts. Drew.
What are plays?
No. Barbara?
What are saints?
Saints, that's it.
Metaphors for 1200?
Formed in 1977, this Marxist British post-punk band took its name from a group infamously led by Mao's widow. Drew.
What is the Gang of Four?
Correct.
Metaphors, 1600.
In Good Omens, this biblical group was updated a bit for the times with a new member, Pollution. Robin.
Who are the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse?
Yes.
Metaphors 2000.
You could say T.S. Eliot's masterpiece, known as The Four These, gives you quadruple the number. Because it's the four quartets.
Sure.
Back to you, Robin.
Sphere of Science for 400.
The Hawk Owl is unusual for producing almost perfectly spherical ones. Barbara?
What are eggs?
Eggs, right.
Sphere of Science 800.
Answer there. And you are no longer in the lead, but we do not trail Robin by that much.
2000 again, please.
Okay. In 1543, the world revolved around this man who wrote on the revolutions of the heavenly spheres.
Who is Galileo?
Oh, picked the wrong one. Who is Copernicus? Copernicus helped change the world in the Renaissance. Back to you.
Sphere of Science for 1200.
Here's Jimmy with the clue.
The shortest distance between two points is a straight line. On a sphere, the shortest route is described as this, a term preceding dome in a Buckminster Fuller structure.
And that term is geodesic. Back to you, Barbara. Four clues left.
Sphere of Science for 16.
Not a Dirty Harry movie. Magnus force makes soccer balls curve due to this resistant force acting on one side of the spinning sphere. Drew.
What is it, drag?
Yeah.
Sphere of Science 2000.
On August 15th, 1934, this craft, with sphere in its name, took two men 3,028 feet underwater, a record that stood for 15 years. Barbara.
What is a bathysphere?
That's it.
It's not good to be the king 1600.
This Zulu leader was slain by his half-brothers in southern Africa in 1828. Drew.
Who is Shaka Zulu?
Correct. And now the last clue. Bavarian King Louis II, also known by this German version of the name, mysteriously drowned soon after being declared insane. Barbara.
What is Ludwig?
Ludwig. That's the German version of the name. And that puts you almost into a tie with Robin once again. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Category, Historic American Cities. Good subject. We'll reveal the clue in a moment.
Not a fan of your holiday gifts? The five things you need to know before you hit the stores for a refund.
Want to enjoy the holiday food without the weight gain? Well, how a cup of coffee could help you avoid packing on the pounds.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
This type of chicken lives up to its name and roams the country in a Geico ad. What is free-range chicken? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The category for final today is Historic American Cities. Players, here's your clue. Damage from Hurricane Matthew in this city in the year 2016 revealed a plot of colonist graves from perhaps as long as 430 years ago. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Hurricane Matthew had to be down south. You got to figure. We're going to start with you down there, Drew. You had 7,700. What place did you come up with? Houston, Historic American Cities. No, it doesn't meet the criteria today. And, oh, you don't lose anything. You remain at 7,700. Let's go to the middle, to Barbara Hall. Started slowly and then came on strong, was leading for a while, had 11,200. Picked Richmond, too far north. That'll cost you. It's incorrect. How much? 4,500. That drops you down to 6,700. Robin, you had 11,600 and the lead. You came up with Tampa. You are at least in the right state. It's St. Augustine, Florida. How much did you risk and lose? 3,801. Well, looky here. You're left with 7,799, and you remain Jeopardy champion with a two-day total of 27,400. So it worked out after all. Oh, yes, indeed. All right. We'll say goodbye till tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
My friends keep me on the go, even when my back pain says stop.
Asper Cream Warming Patch. Medicated warmth relieves pain up to 8 hours with no odor. Asper Cream.
She's my pet. She's my baby. I'm going to feed her healthy food just like I feed myself healthy human foods. Eliza's family. So I feed her Blue.